National Resistance Movement chairperson from Barara District has asked President Museveni to fully implement free universal primary and secondary education. He said that although UPE began in 1997 and USE in 2007, many families still struggle to keep their children in school because of hidden charges. The appeal was made during Museveni's joint campaign rallies in Imbarara District and Imbarara City. Local leaders noted that insufficient government funding is forcing some schools to introduce informal fees, which prevent children and households from accessing education. The government currently allocates about 20,000 shillings per pupil each year under UPE, an amount education stakeholders say is too small to support proper teaching, staffing and infrastructure. In response, President Museveni acknowledged the funding gaps and promised to strengthen efforts to eliminate financial barriers in government schools. Education leaders in our Kwale sub-region have also raised concern about low capitation grants, poor infrastructure and limited staffing, warning that UPE and USCE cannot deliver quality education unless government increases funding. Some education experts and parents say communities must also appreciate the financial demands of running schools and avoid UPE and UCE and avoid putting UPE and UCE into political arguments.